St. Mark, Mark chapter 4, verses 14 through 20. Mark chapter 4, verses 14 through 20. That text says, the farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and take away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop. Some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown. It's time to raise that question again. How is your hearing? How is your hearing? Is it anybody here that wants to live a life that's pleasing to God? Amen. Have you discovered that the more you please God, the more He'll bless you? And the less you please Him, the more pain, stress, drama you can expect in your life. Anybody here want to be blessed? I got two people over here. Anybody over here want to be blessed? All right, got about five over here. All right, I want to preach to about the 10 of y'all up in here. I want you to know that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and thus the emphasis for today is this matter of how is your hearing. Just for the sake of a quick contextual note, Jesus has shared a parable with a great crowd of people, and in the text I just read, He is now explaining what He meant in the parable to His disciples. I want to come from this text and suggest that we should work on having fruitful hearing. That's what this whole sermon is about, trying to get you to work on having fruitful hearing. Now, the first thing I want to unpack for us is types of hearing, four different types of hearing. The first one is what I call pathway hearing. The text talks about how the farmer sows the seed and some of the seed falls on the path. And can I just talk to you about the path for a minute? Because people keep walking up and down the path, the ground becomes more and more compact, harder and harder. And so when the seed is sown on this pathway, instead of the seed going down in the soil so it would have a chance of growing, because the ground is so hard, the seed just stays on top of the ground. The problem with a seed being on top of the ground is it becomes easy pickings for the birds. It's always looking for a seed or something to nibble on. Well, that's exactly what's going on in church and with various types of hearers. There are people who have been walked on so much that they have become hard to hearing the word of God. And you know, some of these people, you ought to evict them from your path. Everybody ought not have access to your path. You ought to check some of the tickets of the people sitting in the VIP section of your mind. Everybody don't deserve special treatment. Some folk you ought to just shoo away. They're not that important. But you can have people walk on you so much that not even the word can get in you, especially when the devil is trying to take the word from you. You ought to just get it in your spirit. The devil does not want you to understand. Have y'all figured that out? The devil don't want you to understand. I have coined this phrase, demonic ignorance. It is an ignorance that comes from the devil keeping you from understanding. That's his plan. That's what he likes to do. For example, I'm up here preaching. I'm doing the best I can to try to get y'all to understand this sermon. And while I'm up here talking, you know what the devil is doing? Got you sitting out there thinking, what am I going to eat for dinner today? Somebody's sitting here and you done peeked at somebody's outfit. And instead of you trying to understand how this word relate to you, you're trying to figure out why would they wear those shoes with that skirt and that blouse. You can see that don't go together. Maybe they got dressed quickly in the night or something. The pastor trying to help you understand the word, and your mind is on some of everything except the word. And that's just how the devil rolls, you know. As hard as I'm trying to get the word in you, the devil is trying just as hard to keep the word from getting in you. Does this describe your type of hearing? You leave here and you have experienced nothing. For 2 hours, you done sat here. The choir done sung, done sat down. They patting the sweat off of their head. So you know they've been singing. But you can't remember nothing they done sung. Past about 5 minutes into the sermon, you don't remember the title, you don't remember the text, don't know what he's talking about right now. The devil can come and just snatch the word from you. The ground is there, the seed was there, but nothing happened with the seed because the devil has taken it away. Or there is that type of hearing known as stony hearing. The stony hearing, this is the seed is sown, and there's a quick growth, but there's no roots. This is a quick start, but a poor finish type of a person. You know these people? They have marvelous ideas, but they can't follow through on nothing. They are excited today and they're ready to go. But in the morning, they act like they didn't say nothing about what they were going to do. Romans 10:2 says, there are some who have zeal, but not according to knowledge. They are very excitable, but they have no staying power. It's like the person who loves to sing and loves to shout, but hate to study. That's almost embarrassing. To be able to come to rehearsal after rehearsal, make singing engagement after singing engagement, but can never study the God that you so enthusiastically and such melody you sing about him, but cannot study him. Something is seriously wrong with this picture. There are those who will do well. They'll give you 110% as long as it's fair weather in their life. But if there's even partial cloudiness, they will quit on you. If they think somebody is not giving them the attention that they deserve, they'll throw in the towel. If they think somebody's talking about them, they'll throw in the towel. There are some people who are so paranoid that if you were over here in this corner talking to your friend about some private joke, there are some people so paranoid that they just assume you must be talking about them. And worse than you talking about them, they assume every private conversation in the church must be about them. They think everybody that laughs must be laughing about them. This is called being extremely paranoid. And it's oftentimes our excuse for throwing in the towel. There are those who will do their very best as long as they get their way. But just as soon as they have to compromise, get alone, understand the larger the group is, sometimes you're going to get your way, sometimes you're not going to get your way. Everybody in the group just as important as you are, so we can't all always get our way. This make all of the sense in the world to a stony hearing, as long as that mean they're going to get their way. But just as soon as all of those words mean they're not going to get their way, they say deuces. Some of y'all are like, what's deuces? That mean I'm out of here. Oh, okay, thank you, Rami. Trying to be intergenerational here. Y'all messing up my flow. Stony hearing. These people get off to a good start. They'll promise you the world and you are excited to see them come. They look like a tall, cold glass of water on a hot, humid day, but they will let you down after the very first sip. Because they have no staying power. Just as quickly as they popped up in your life, they'd die out in your life. But there's a third type of hearing. Not just pathway, not just stoning. There is this thing called thorny hearing. These are the seeds that fall among the thorns. They have roots, but they don't have any fruit. And they don't have any fruit because the thorns of their life have choked out producing what God expects out of them. These people understand what you're saying. They just cannot produce what the word says produce because they are distracted by the cares of this world. It may be the anxiety or the depression about their health. They don't know what is going to happen with their health. And because they might get sick, they can't serve today. Or because I am sick and the doctor said I don't have long, I can't serve. Can I give y'all a press release? And let me warn you, it might shake your cage, so make sure your seatbelt is fastened. Everybody sitting up in here is dying. Everybody sitting up in here right now, we all dying. Some of us think we got a long time and our time is right around the next corner. Some people think you just about out of here and you're going to outlive a whole lot of folk sitting up in here. So then the fear of your own mortality is not a good excuse for why I don't give God the best I have with what little bit I have left. There are others who excuse themselves from service because they are anxious, they are fearful, or they are deeply saddened by their financial situation. And if it's not health or wealth, it's oftentimes relationships. And if it's not relationship, it's some mental state that they are always upset, they're always despondent. They have some reason for why they cannot produce for the Lord. And if you're not careful, and if I am not careful, we will be like that tree in Mark chapter 11, verse 12 through 14. Mark 11. Verse 12 through 14, there's a fig tree. Jesus is hungry and he done walked up on this fig tree and he want a fig off of the fig tree. And bless God if there are many leaves, but no figs. on the fig tree. Jesus, with his patient and understanding self, curses this fig tree because there are no figs on the fig tree. If you're not careful, that will become an uncomfortable description of your life and mine. We have leaves. We understand. We look good. But when the question is raised, what have we produced lately? Not what we used to do. What are you doing now? If you're not careful, thorns will force you to say, I'm not doing much of anything. This thorny hero knows all the right answers, but lives by none of them. They could teach a Sunday school lesson on love and still walk around like they're smelling stinky feet. They can do a great Bible study on study, serve, and give, and still give very little to the church. These people's problem is not ignorance. They know the lesson. The problem is thorns are keeping them from living the lesson. And the problem with this crowd is, to whom much is given, much is required. It would be better to be pathway hearer. You don't do better because you never understood. At least you could plead ignorance. Say, Lord, I just didn't know no better. The devil got me blind. This thorny hearer can't plead ignorance. They know right. They got the word. They got roots. But they have no fruit. And I know this is uncomfortable. The sermon is going to get better, but just walk with me for a minute. Stop looking at me like that. You're going to hurt my feelings. You can't keep listening to sermon after sermon, come to Bible study after Bible study, Sunday school after Sunday school, and there's no change in your life. The more word you get in you, the more God expects you to live by his word. Well, there's a fourth type of hearing, and we all want to identify with this fourth type of hearing, but I'm telling you, we don't have enough fruit for all of us to be in this fourth category. The fourth category is fruitful hearing. They are described as those who hear and obey God's word. Listen to these last four words. Because God said so. Oh Lord, that's so important. I want to say it again. They hear and obey God's word because of these four words. Because God said so. They don't obey God's word as a favor to the pastor. They don't obey God's word because they like the church. They obey God's word because God says so. Oh, bless his name. They are not distracted by the cares of this world. They do not allow their disappointment with the messenger to keep them from obeying what thus saith the Lord. They hear and obey because of their relationship with God. Now let me tell you three good reasons why you ought to line up with this fruitful hearing stuff and get away from that pathway, stony and thorny hearing stuff. You ought to become a fruitful hearer, first of all, just to tell the Lord, thank you for what you have already done in my life. Every time you look at Calvary's empty cross, and it's empty, not because Jesus never went there, but it's empty because he went there and he has risen from the grave. Every time you look at that empty cross of Calvary, you ought to always ask yourself, Lord, what can I do to say thank you? Here's something you can do to say thank you. You can hear and obey his word. But there are some people who are just ingrates. They're not all that thankful, and they're surely not moved by thankfulness. And so here's another reason why you and I ought to work on our hearing. It's because the better we hear, the more we obey, the more blessings come into our life. And according to my survey, there's at least 10 people that's trying to get some more blessings in your life. I heard the book say that if you would seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, then all of these things will be added unto you. But then there's a third reason why you and I ought to work on our fruitful hearing. Beyond thankfulness, beyond the blessings, you and I ought to want to prevent punishment in our life. The more we hear and the less we obey, the more pain and sorrow we can expect. And I don't know about y'all, but my life is challenging enough without the Lord adding punishment to the list. Bills are high enough. Relationships are stressful enough. Health is fleeting enough. Without adding that text that says, whom God loveth, he chasteneth, he scourges everyone. Well, it's time to switch lanes now. I tried to tell you something about the types of hearing. Time to close up by talking about improving our hearing. I got marvelous news for you, that if you have pathway hearing, you don't have to stay in that situation. If you have rocky hearing, you're not stuck with rocky hearing status. If you have thorny hearing, you can improve, you can change. Isn't that marvelous news? That you don't have to leave here with a hung down head. Reverend told me I got pathway hearing and I'll never have blessings. No, you can change. And this is how you change. First of all, you have to hear the word of the Lord. And can I talk about two cues? These are not cues related to the fraternity that Brother Jackson is in. These are different cues. But the first cue is quantity. You got to get a significant quantity of word in you. You can't live off of just one sermon on Sunday. Just like you can't live off of one meal. And I can tell some of y'all that had more than one meal on Sunday. You can't live on one meal out of the week. Yes, Sunday preaching ought to be based on the word of God. But you're going to be spiritually malnourished if that's all the word you're getting in you. In addition to Sunday preaching, you ought to get yourself in a Bible study. Sunday school is great since you're already here on Sunday. But Wednesday Bible study is not bad either. You need to get some word in you. But in addition to Sunday preaching and Sunday school and Wednesday Bible study, every believer ought to have their personal study regimen in the word of God. Now, it's personal. So you got to figure out what works for you. There are some people who like to simply study the Sunday school lesson. They'll start first thing in the morning and they'll study until next Sunday for Sunday school. That's great. Some people like to take the Wednesday Bible study and do all of the background text and all of that kind of carrying on from Wednesday to Wednesday. That's beautiful. Other people like this read through the Bible in a year type of stuff. You know, if you read about 3 chapters a day, you can get through just about the whole Bible in a year. That's marvelous. A little too fast for me, but that's great. My personal preference is to make sure I read the Gospels over and over and over again. I am amazed that as many times as I have prayerfully read and studied Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, how every time I walk through the text, the Lord has a way of showing me something different this time that I did not see on last time. The point here is find what works for you. Get some word in you. Did you hear me say word? I didn't say get some T.D. Jakes in you. I said get some word in you. I didn't say get no Joel Osteen in you. I said get some word in you. I sure enough didn't say get no Oprah Winfrey in you. I said get some word in you. Read the Bible. Music is great, but learn how to read the Bible. Quantity. I appreciate this Bible on CD and media devices. I find it helpful and oft time amazing to me how stuff I have heard as I have driven to and fro, how the Holy Spirit can bring it back to your remembrance. That's the first cue, quantity. But then there ought to be quality. How you hear. You know, sometimes you can listen to the Bible and it's almost background music in your hearing. You don't even know what people are talking about. You are in the presence of the word being talked about, but you're not really tuned in. You're not focused. You're not meditating on how does this relate to my life. So in addition to having quantity, you need to make sure it is quality. The way you make it quality is you need to make some notes and be still and prayerfully ask the Lord, Lord, show me how to live by your word. That's why Psalms 119 talks about your word is a light to my path and a lamp to my feet, that the word can guide you. If you slow down long enough to study it as your roadmap, it's not just religious literature. It's not just a bunch of old stories that have a moral to the story. God is trying to guide and direct your life. How do I improve my hearing? I have to hear the word of the Lord. But then secondly, I have to obey the word of the Lord. James chapter 2, verse 17, has us to know that faith without works is dead. And the reason this is important is because Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Get it good now. No matter what else you do for the Lord, if you don't have faith, the Bible says it is impossible to please God. You might please the pastor. You might please the people. You might even please yourself. But you can't please God without having some faith. And your faith don't mean much of anything. It's dead faith if it does not have some works. So get it good now. The preacher's job is to make sure you hear the word of the Lord. Romans 10, 17 talks about now faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It talks about how shall they hear without a preacher, and how shall they preach except they be sent. But I'm here to tell you that no matter how well the preacher sows the seed, if your hearing is not receptive to the word, you still are going to have a problem with the Lord. And let me tell you that you and I must have faith in God. That means there are times in all of our lives that we cannot see how things are going to work out. We're just stepping out, trusting the Lord to make a way somehow. Did you hear me? There are times when we cannot see what God is up to. We just gotta step out and tell the Lord, Lord, I'm trusting you.
Yeah.
And I'm a witness.
Yeah.
You can trust God.
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
You can't always trust the pastor.
Yeah.
You can't always trust the people.
Yeah.
But we can always trust our God.
Yeah.
He will never leave us.
Yeah.
He will never forsake us.
Yeah.
It's about time to close now.
Yeah.
But let me tell you this.
Yeah.
Church,
yeah,
ought to be a place,
yeah,
where we help one another,
yeah,
develop,
yeah,
fruitful hearing.
Yeah.
Instead of church being,
yeah,
like a soap opera.
Yeah.
Church,
yeah,
ought to be a place,
yeah,
where we help one another,
yeah,
hear,
yeah,
and obey,
yeah,
the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
Instead of church being,
yeah,
a fashion show,
yeah,
where we're trying to outdo,
yeah,
one another.
Yeah.
Church,
yeah,
ought to be a place,
yeah,
where we help one another,
yeah,
hear,
yeah,
and obey,
yeah,
the word of God.
Yeah.
Your worship,
yeah,
my praise,
yeah,
your love,
yeah,
and our service,
yeah,
ought to help one another,
yeah,
stay on,
yeah,
the straight,
yeah,
and narrow way.
Yeah.
I gotta come in now, family,
yeah,
but I'm so glad,
yeah,
we can count on God.
Yeah.
I'm so glad,
yeah,
he's a gracious God.
Yeah.
He's a loving God.
Yeah.
He's a long-suffering God.
Yeah.
When I,
yeah,
was preaching this text,
yeah,
the Holy Ghost,
yeah,
came and pecked me on my shoulder,
yeah,
told me to tell you,
yeah,
why God,
yeah,
sowed seed,
yeah,
in so many different places.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
I asked myself,
yeah,
self,
yeah,
why would God,
yeah,
sow seed,
yeah,
on the path,
yeah,
when God knows,
yeah,
seed will not grow,
yeah,
on the path,
yeah,
self,
yeah,
why would God sow,
yeah,
seed,
yeah,
on this rocky soil?
Yeah.
God already knows,
yeah,
it comes up quick,
yeah,
but it dies out,
yeah,
just as quick.
Yeah.
Self,
yeah,
why would God,
yeah,
sow seed,
yeah,
among the thorns,
yeah,
when God already knows,
yeah,
it'll go down with roots,
yeah,
but it never,
yeah,
comes up with fruit.
Yeah.
Why would God,
yeah,
sow seed,
yeah,
on good ground when some ground,
yeah,
has a reputation,
yeah,
of only bearing 30,
yeah,
others bear 60,
yeah,
and yet others,
yeah,
bear 100-fold?
Yeah.
Why don't God,
yeah,
put all the seed,
yeah,
in the good ground,
yeah,
that bears 100?
Yeah.
Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
The reason why is,
yeah,
God's ways,
yeah,
are not our ways.
Yeah.
His ways,
yeah,
are high,
yeah,
and as far,
yeah,
from our ways,
yeah,
as the north,
yeah,
is from the south, as the east,
yeah,
is from the west,
yeah.
But I'm glad,
yeah,
it don't make much sense to me,
yeah,
but I'm glad,
yeah,
he sowed seed,
yeah,
on all of this ground,
yeah,
because I can look back,
yeah,
over my life,
yeah,
and remember when,
yeah,
I was pathway,
yeah,
God,
yeah,
was sowing seed in me,
yeah,
but I wasn't studying,
yeah,
what God was saying,
yeah,
past pastor was preaching, but I wasn't listening. Deacon was praying, but I wasn't listening. Choir was singing, but I wasn't listening. But God kept on sowing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And then one day, I moved from Pathway to Rocky Hearing. I got a little word in me that I would do well as long as all was well. But just as soon as a little stress came in my life, I wanted to quit and throw in the towel. But God kept on sowing in me. And one day I moved from Rocky to Thorning. I wish I had a witness here. And I'm embarrassed to confess, I heard the word and knew exactly what the Lord wanted. But I allowed the cares of the world to choke out the fruit, to choke out the anointing in my life and in my ministry. But by the grace of God, He kept on sowing into my life. And one day I moved over here to Fruitful Hearing. And let me tell you about Fruitful Hearing. In my heart, I want the record to show that I bore a hundredfold. But if I'm honest, I can't always produce enough evidence to justify a hundredfold. But I'm glad God has a record of those that bore 60, and God has a record of those who bore 30. And the reason why God rolls like this, because He's gracious, He's merciful, He's long-suffering, and I'm glad about it. My enemies are quick to announce I'm not all that I ought to be. But if you told the whole story, I may not be what I ought to be. But thank God I'm not what I used to be. Say what you want, but God is still sowing good seed in my life and in your life. And if we would just hear and obey His word, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, and it has not yet entered the imagination of people what God has prepared for those who love Him. Anybody here ever tried my Jesus? Anybody here ever tried my Lord? Isn't He all right? Isn't He all right? Won't He give you joy? Unspeakable joy. Won't He give you peace that surpasses all understanding? Won't He give you power to run on and see what the end will bring? I don't know how you feel about it, but Jesus is all right with me. He walks with me. He talks with me. He reminds me in lonely hours I still belong to Him. Isn't He all right? Anybody love Him? Anybody love my Jesus?
Anybody love my Lord? I dare you say yes. 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 Glory. Glory. Glory to his name. You live beneath your privilege to walk away from this sermon thinking that you have to leave the same way you came. You could have come in as Pathway or as Rocky or as Thorny. But if you let the Lord, he can soften your heart and you can leave here fruitful. What you have done does not have to be what you continue to do. If you will let God do a marvelous work in your life, you can leave here so much better than when you came. But it starts with your hearing. You gotta stop being distracted. Some of y'all gonna have to move your seat so you can hear the word of the Lord. Would you stand? The invitation is extended. If things are not well between God and yourself, today's a good day. Come and get right with God.